This is Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit, and the thing that brings him here is a new law, actually I guess sort of a new pair of laws, the Protect IP Act and the Stop Online Piracy Act, which are currently in Congress, are being discussed to be, you know, to be passed to try and make them the law of the land. I guess the first thing would be, what's your description of SOPA and why is it such a bad idea?
Well, I'm a little biased, I'm not alone. Fortunately, just about every expert, from folks like Vint Cerf all the way down to pretty much every tech executive in the country, agrees that this is some well-intentioned people trying to fight piracy, which is a legitimate fight that I think we all want to see win, but it's going about doing so in a terrible, terrible way that will destroy the internet as we know it. So I've in the last month or so, it's been really personal because the entire Reddit success story could not have happened in a SOPA world. Now SOPA is the House bill, and I've tried to do everything I can as a person on the internet to kind of galvanize folks, and the Reddit community has done a fabulous job to get people writing in, signing petitions, making phone calls to make sure that we get the legislature out of the internet. And unfortunately, if you've caught any of the clips from the House Judiciary Committee meeting last week, you saw a number of people who admittedly knew nothing about the internet, were proud about their ignorance, and yet still thought they knew what was best and didn't want to pay attention to what the experts were saying. So it's some scary times right now, but hopefully we'll win. We're on the right side of this.
Well, so what does SOPA do that's so odious, especially to you at Reddit?
So right now, we can operate a site like Reddit, where if you're not familiar with it, users submit links, they submit comments, they vote them up and down, and pretty much like all of social media, all of these sites that have sort of defined the last 5 or 6 years of the internet, we have users submitting lots of content that we can't be responsible for in real time. And currently, the copyright fighting tool is the DMCA. And what works really well about it is that it gives me, as a website owner, 24 hours of safe harbor after we've been notified of a very specific copyright infringement. And if it's legitimate, we have the ability to take it down and not be liable for what our users do. And what's really scary about SOPA is that they no longer need to go to me as the website owner. They simply go to my host. And so to my hosting provider, they say, listen, you are hosting a site that is infringing on copyright, and either you're going to be liable or you're going to shut them down. And most reasonable people would rather not take on that legal battle, and we'll just shut it down. And, you know, Reddit's in a lucky place now because we're 6 years in. Our parent company has lawyers that can help fight this fight should it come up. But so many upstarts just don't. And when Reddit was a startup, something like this would have crushed us pretty quickly because, you know, as soon as someone, for instance, submitted a link to a torrent for a copyright infringing work, this law could have misconstrued our site as being something that would be liable to the prosecution and made us victim to what some random user did that is not at all the intention of the site, but the way this law is worded, there's too much interpretation for me to be comfortable with, and it's scary.
Yeah, well, I guess because there's no this contact to your hosting company, they don't have to really prove anything, do they? They just have to allege that you've got something, then they don't have to be specific, that you've got infringing content or have linked to it, and then you're toast, right? So anybody could basically take down anybody else with a letter.
Yes, this private right of action is quite scary. And, you know, the language in SOPA is especially dangerous because they have these really, really broad definitions that say a website could be found, and I'm quoting here, dedicated to the theft of U.S. property if the function on this site, quote, enables or facilitates, unquote, infringement. Now, the way you interpret that could mean that any user-generated website could enable or facilitate infringement, depending on who's actually reading this, depending on which judge, depending on who is interpreting that text, you could actually see the entire internet enables or facilitates infringement. And it's just particularly scary because, you know, we in the internet industry over the last 2 years have weathered through some really tough economic times. And it's actually still like the rest of the country. We weathered it, but unlike most of the U.S. economy, the internet industry is actually doing really, really well. There continues to be a lot of wealth being invested as well as created, a lot of jobs being created here in America. And it's still one sector where we continue to out-innovate the rest of the world. And to imagine a bunch of elected officials trying to meddle in a place where they, in many cases, don't know anything about the underlying technology, and could result in all kinds of economic turmoil is troubling, to say the least.
Well, knowing that the head of the committee, and sadly and embarrassingly, my congressman
from Texas,
gotten $500,000 from the various content people. Obviously, these politicians don't get these ideas on their own. Who's behind this? Who's really wanting this?
I hate to just chalk it up to the Hollywood lobby, but that's largely it. Actually, if you look, Politico recently made a lovely infographic that compared the amount of lobbying dollars between Silicon Valley and Hollywood. And despite all of the money that Silicon Valley has, companies like Google have tons of cash, but they've been using their cash to invest in innovation. They've been using that money to actually improve their businesses. Conversely, a lot of Hollywood of cash money has gone to lobbying, and the disparity is vast. In 2010, I'm actually looking at the graphic now, the entertainment industry invested $185 million in lobbying, whereas the tech sector invested a paltry $14.2 million. So, you know, I totally sympathize with the desire to protect the copyright. We are just as interested in fighting piracy as they are. But the means through which, the legislation through which they are trying to solve this problem, not only won't work, it will not work, but it goes to do so much damage to an industry that is actually doing lots of great work, innovating, and like I said, creating jobs. And it's just frustrating to see. But, you know, Lawrence Smith and the rest, I hope will see the light in the weeks that we have now to continue to rally support. This was something that I believe many in D.C. thought was going to be a pretty easy bill to get by. It was going to be bipartisan. It was going to get wrapped up before the end of the year. And all it took was a few folks online to start getting word of just what this would mean. And, you know, the internet has rallied. There are lots of people, just like you and me, normal people who really don't want to imagine a world without Facebook or Twitter or Google and the like. Because it's not just the concern of what might happen to a site like Reddit or a site like YouTube. You know, we have lawyers. We can go through that arduous, awful process, but what about the next YouTube? What about the next Reddit? What makes the internet so awesome? The reason why I got the chances I got and the reason why I continue to invest in this industry is that if you've got a good enough idea, the internet is the only real meritocracy in the world, and you can build it. And if you build a better search engine, if you build a better video hosting site, if you build a better whatever, in a free and fair internet, you can win. And the sad reality is, with SOPA in place, there may not be a next YouTube. You are actually stifling innovation, so much of which has led to so much economic growth in this country and should be, well, it should continue. This is one of the areas we continue to dominate. Let's let it keep doing so.
All right. Barrett wants to ask a question.
Yeah, and their version of this, how do they see, you know, like the giants like Google and Bing fitting into this? I mean, if they're search engines and they, you know, crawl the web, if they link to something that's copyrighted, would they be, you know, held liable? And if, you know, if so, are they getting into the fight as well?
Well, so Google has been the primary, let's call them lobby funder. Google is probably the biggest one. So they see where, I think Google's point of view, I'm not going to speak for like Larry or Sergey, but their point of view is one, yes, Google, you know, just from indexing torrents or indexing these sites that are doing these unscrupulous activities, under certain interpretations of the law, they could be liable. But again, you know, Google certainly has tons of money and legal resources. They don't want to waste it dealing with this. But furthermore, you know, it is so antithetical to just the nature and the spirit of the internet that I think part of the reason they're fighting this fight is just because it is so fundamentally wrong. And beyond the morality of it, from a technical standpoint, the kind of DNS blocking that they propose here, while it is the exact same thing that the Chinese, for instance, are doing, and I always thought we aspire to be a little bit better than what China was doing, but it actually really starts to harm national security. And as you know, plenty of experts, including government-funded experts, have said, from a cybersecurity standpoint, this makes the U.S. more vulnerable. So I feel like Google has taken the approach of, you know, a selfish company that is looking out for the interests of its shareholders, but also just the responsible denizen of the internet that knows, you know, this is really, really serious and really, really detrimental to it.
Are there any other large players that are kind of hopping on? I noticed that Scribd has, like, started dropping words from documents to kind of give users an idea of what that might be like, you know, if we had a world with SOPA in place.
Yes, and, you know, Tumblr has done a tremendous amount in terms of blacking out content. They did this a week or so ago, and we had actually a big meetup of New York tech startups last Saturday, and spoke about all the different things we could do and all the different approaches we could take, and Tumblr's been particularly aggressive. I've been pleased. I'm only on the board of Reddit these days, but I've been really pleased with how the Reddit team has been able to galvanize support. And if you go to sopa.reddit.com, there's an entire community of Redditors discussing not only the issues at hand, but also things that we can do. I think we will start to see more and more sites start to show up to this fight. And you know, it's my dream of dreams is, and we were going to do this today, but of course the House Judiciary Committee postponed their discussions until next year. My dream of dreams is actually for a bunch of us to get together and for specifically Washington, D.C. IP addresses, just shut off our websites for a day, even if it's only for an hour. I would love to imagine any D.C. staffer trying to get on Twitter, trying to do a Google search, trying to check their Facebook, and to just get a notice that says, sorry, because of SOPA, this website has been deemed copyright infringing, and this is the world you're letting happen. Just to hopefully be a little bit of a wake-up call to a much more mainstream audience. I feel like all of the geek community is aware of SOPA now, and PIPA, which is the Senate bill, and we're mobilizing to fight this. But the, you know, change really happens when you've got the big part of the bell curve, the sort of normal person who cares about this. And I think there's so many good reasons why any person should care about this that I think we'll win today.
Can you recommend, I know Pete mentioned a URL earlier, but can you recommend a site where the layman can go and educate themselves about SOPA and about what the concerns are that those that are against this bill are, you know, what those concerns are and how that works out for the average person?
Yes. So so obviously I have the SOPA.reddit.com.
So it's reddit.com for those at home that have.
Oh, yes. SOPA, SOPA.reddit.com. And then, if you're looking for another approach on it all, it would be fightforthefuture.org.
Okay, fightforthefuture.org.
Yes, and that breaks down the jobs issue, the censorship issue, and the security issue, and has a nice little call to action too about calling your representative about stuff. But I'm sure when Pip is back up for debate, it'll be about calling your senator too.
Pete.
Well, I know I can go and I'm going to go and make my opinion known, I believe, over the break at my congressman's office. But is there on the committee, is there anyone from the Houston area on the House committee so that we can, if the, you know, obviously if there's somebody who we can mobilize their constituents to make their opinions known, that has a real impact.
Yes. Okay. Well, so Lamar Smith has been heading this all up, but his district is, I think, around Austin.
Yeah, and his district. I'm in his district. It stretches all the way into San Antonio and all kinds of stuff.
What's it called?
It's the Judiciary Committee, or which committee is it?
Yes, the House Judiciary Committee. Where is my? You know, I had a lovely Word doc that I don't have handy on it. All right, I'll tell you what, I will triple check this. I don't believe there's there's any representative from Houston, but I will triple check this.
Well, Sheila Jackson Lee was involved in the in it, I believe she, and she's from Houston.
Oh. Okay.
Who sponsored?
Right. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
We're not proud. Who actually sponsored it? Who's got their name attached to this? As the
Lamar Smith.
Yeah, Lamar Smith out of San Antonio has a history of this type of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had. Well, Ted Poe is on the committee. Louis Gohmert for Texas. Let's see. I just called up their site and it says who's on it. And any of them getting contacted is gonna have an impact, I would think.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, you guys, we've got a whole like political action group started already right here.
I'm not sure. I've been giving it some thought, and I'm not really sure if we really need hyperlinks on the internet.
No one clicks them anyway. Yeah. So.
That's Tim Berners-Lee guy.
I think everything should just, all hyperlinks should just be replaced with effective Google search terms.
We should just go back to Gopher. That's what I say.
There we go. It's vintage. Hipsters will love that.
Yay, hipster mention. All right, well, we're kind of getting close, not that close, but sort of close to the top of the hour, but we thought we'd go ahead and wrap this up. Pete, did you want to follow up with anything here?
Yeah, we appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and help educate our listeners about something that is that important. This isn't, clearly from, what you're talking about. This isn't some, at least on the part of those in opposition, is not some kind of power grab or some kind of get a competitive advantage over other people. It sounds like you're here to help the little guy in the future who might be stamped out by this kind of bad legislation. And we definitely appreciate that. And thanks for your time.
I am just trying to save my industry. I don't know what I would do with myself if I didn't have the internet.
Think about all the productivity that would be affected by people mourning the loss of Reddit.
Okay, that's true. Yes, I suppose Reddit being taken down would increase productivity dramatically.
There may be some members of the 1% who think that this is very good legislation. We get our workers off of Facebook, get them off the YouTube, get them off the Reddit. We might see better productivity from our worker bees.
I think there are lots of reasons why we should not listen to ideas from the 1%. That's yet another one.
All right, Alexis, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. Thanks so much. This will be up on the website, this interview. I'm going to cut it out from the regular podcast and make it available as a standalone.
Fabulous. Oh, well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and we'll keep fighting the good fight.
All right, rock on. Thanks for calling.
Rock on indeed.
All right, so that was Alexis, and how do you say the last name again?
Ohanian
from Reddit. So you can check out reddit.com if you want to know more about Reddit, but SOPA.reddit.com for more information on the SOPA fight.
Just think so pathetic.
So pathetic. I was thinking so papaya, but
Online Participation Act, I think, would
even
be
though
another
it rhymes
name
with
for it.
Soap, don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't fear it. It's just jumbling of letters.
All right, well, we're gonna wind things down here a little bit. That was a great interview, and our thank you, Pete, for lining that up.